Episode 1861, There is Strength in Numbers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, finally. I don't know about you, but I am so glad Friday's here. It has been a really, really long week. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. Come on, bring it on. We're going to let it all hang out. In the positive way, of course, because there is strength in numbers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, you know it. Right here, blinks away, twist away. Come on, bring it on. You want to stay tuned here on the podcast and also through our newsletter, which we are revamping. Now, with that all being said, guess what? I got to give you some extra love. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, if you're a gal, I don't know, have you seen the new marketing stuff going around? It's Galentine's Day, all about your friends. You know what? Life is about love. So be sure today and throughout your weekend, you extend love to someone else, your spouse, your children, a stranger, your community. Give the opportunity to share your love with someone, because guess what? When you share yours, you receive it in return. All right, so let's dive in. Some believe that doing life on your own is easier. You don't have to answer to anyone until you need help. However, remember, there is strength in numbers. You know, parenting can be a lonely journey when you think about it. Sometimes you feel just all alone, like nobody's gone here before. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Yet, if you stop long enough to ask for help, you will find that many are willing to come beside you. And guess what? They've been there before or a very similar situation. They understand your feelings. You know, support is super, super important. You want to make sure that your core counsel, who you rely upon for advice, carries wisdom, experience, understanding, and hope. Parenting is just this. It's hard. And if we don't have our core counsel, people that we can rely on, right, our strength in numbers, then you are going to do it alone. I know for me, for a very long period of time, I considered myself a single married mother. I said it then because I could not rely on my husband and his schedule. It wasn't that he didn't want to be a part of what we were doing with the family portion of our life, meaning raising the kids, but he had a responsibility to his career, and I was supporting him in that. And so I understood that if I could not commit to something, then we weren't going to do it as a family because I could not rely on his schedule. He would be there if he could, but it was just that time in our life, that season. But in telling myself that over and over again, what do you think I was doing? I was isolating myself. I was putting myself in a corner to do it all alone. Now, I didn't do it all alone. I had very, very good friends. Most of them I would call because we were moving all the time. I mean, at one point, we moved every year for 5 years straight. Call it crazy, it was chaos. I mean, I literally had the moving company on speed dial. They answered me by name. That's how much they knew me because we used the same company 5 times in a row. I'm sure they appreciated our business, but I wasn't real appreciative that they knew my name firsthand. It was crazy. And moving with young ones, I remember I was pregnant with our 4th child, our little Noah, who's a senior in high school now. And we moved from Kansas City to Houston at that time. I was 7+ months pregnant in July. It was crazy hot. And guess what? They had record heat that year. Go figure. Parenting is just this. It's hard. H-A-R-D. There's no way around it. And at times you feel like all is awesome And at other times, you feel like you're drowning. Who needs a swimming pool when you're drowning in life itself? Napoleon Hill says this, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. And by golly, there is a ton of effort and struggle in every day. There's a ton of it. However, parenting is also the best, right? In the good and in the bad times. It's all in your perspective, how you look at it. So how are you looking at your situation? What do you see? When I was moving every year for 5 years straight, I probably really could have put myself, you know, in the crazy place. Yeah. Lock me up. But I didn't look at it that way. And I never expressed it to my children in those terms. Our older two, our oldest girl and our oldest boy, I would tell them, look, we're going on another adventure. This is going to be so much fun. And I would include them in everything that I possibly could because I wanted to stimulate their minds in understanding that this is an adventure. You can look at work and it can be just that, work. And we term work as hard. But when you term something as adventure, it totally changes it. Adventure seems like what? Fun. That's what comes to your mind. We're going to go to a playground. Yeah, you are. You're just going to a different kind of playground. Your roller coaster is a new highway, right? The scary house is a brand new apartment. It's all perspective. So when you're in the depths of heartaches and headaches, be willing to go the extra mile. Be willing to look at things differently. Because you know what? Nothing is ever going to be easy, but there is strength in numbers. So go out and do the hard well. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Do the hard, H-A-R-D, well. Now, it would be fantastic if you could just flip a switch and everything would make sense. Everything would be better. You wouldn't have to overthink or underthink. You could just, whoop, all would be all right. But parenting requires what? Flexibility. And sometimes we as just a human being, we want to be very rigid. We want to be set in our ways. We don't want to have to think, but every child and every situation is never going to be the same. You must become adaptable. And that means change is constant. That's the only guarantee that you have in life, is that change is constant because it's always changing. Yesterday is not going to be like today. You could try to repeat absolutely every single action to the nth degree, to the millisecond if you could do it, and something would still change. So what does it look like to do the hard well, H-A-R-D? Well, number one, the H is honor your child. Celebrate who he is no matter the circumstance or situation. Celebrate what she's doing in her life. Find the good in the terrible. You got to look for it. Lift them up when everyone else is tearing them down. And keep your word. You've got to earn your child's trust. That's all about what? Doing the hard well. You got to honor your child. Yes, I know it says in the Bible to, hey, children, honor your parents. I get that. But you know what? Our children deserve to be honored by us. They are a gift. And it's our responsibility to care for them, to lift them up, to celebrate who they are in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Number two, A, ask for help from wise counsel. Bring in your recruits. It might be family or even the family pets. I kid you not. Just yesterday, I was sitting down for a moment in the kitchen at our bar, and I was working on something on the computer. I think it was for AIM. And all of a sudden, our little English bulldog, Rhino, just starts barking, and you knew it was something. And there's only two other of us at home. And it was this big boy bark, like, woof. And I was like, okay, something. And it startled me because I was really focused. And all of a sudden, I looked up. He was yelling at the cat. Yeah, sometimes even your family pets, you got to recruit them. They're going to help keep everybody in line too. So ask for help from wise counsel. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says this, walk with the wise and become wise. Who are you surrounding yourself with? If you're sitting here with girlfriends and their spouses or their boyfriends or whatever, and the only thing you do when you get together is to just kind of crap all over your children, yeah, like talk down about them, that's not wise counsel. You need bickering moments, but it's a moment, not an every single time you gather around a table. You need that wise counsel. So ask for help. Find those people. That's one reason why AIM Academy is coming about. Because women are asking, look, I love my best friends, but I do question some of them. And it's a hard conversation to have with a friend that, you know, I love you, but I really don't like how you parent. It's one of those things, right? Parenting and politics, no one really wants to talk about them. It's just one of those, oh, you got to walk on eggshells. You might say the wrong thing and then no one will ever talk to you again. Well, parenting should not be that way. We need to come beside each other. So you want to surround yourself with wise counsel and ask for help. Number three, R, respond in love. We don't always understand the why in the moment. You can sit there and ask why till you're blue in the face. You can pray. You can do a rain dance, whatever you want. You probably most likely aren't going to get the answer at that immediate moment. But what you can do is love them where they're at. No conditions. It's called unconditional love. And at the same time, it can even be tough love too, right? Sometimes our children do things that, we're just shaking our heads going, seriously, that's not my child. Or I can't believe I'm a mother and that's what they did. You still have to respond in love. You still have to be there for them. You know why? Yeah, let me tell you this why in the moment. Because this is what will be remembered after everything has calmed down. When that crisis is settled, when they're sitting back, couple months down the road, 3 years down the road, they'll look back and say, man, I didn't deserve what mom did. They're not going to get it now. I trust you me. They're not going to get it now. Sometimes I wish they would. It'd be a lot easier on us as parents. But looking back, and it may be years. It may be until they have their own child. And they'll be like, I got it. It's like it just clicks. That's the only time the switch comes on. So always respond in love, the unconditional love. Now, that does not mean that you approve of their actions. That's for a whole nother episode. You are loving them as a person, loving them as your child. And that's different than approving of their actions. So make sure you distinctly understand that. Because sometimes, yes, our kids do things that you're like, ugh, I don't know that I can forgive this. But there's a lesson to be learned in those situations. And God will take care of them. And yes, you'll make it through. And it can be hard. But you know what? Do hard well. You can do it. Honor your child. Ask for help from wise counsel. Respond in love. And finally, number four, D, discipline your actions. Now, this one might surprise you a little bit because you're like, yeah, I get disciplined, like telling my kid what to do, how to do it. They go in timeout, whatever you do to discipline your child. No, this is not about disciplining them. It's about disciplining you, your actions. You've got to keep the consistency in your parenting and with your child. If you're all over the place, if you don't have a plan, guess what? They're going to call your bluff. And they're going to be all over it. They're going to be like, mom's not going to follow through. If I just push a little bit more, I'll get away with it. oh, wait. And the next time around, they're like, mm-hmm, let's see how far I can go now. You got to discipline your actions. Be consistent. What you say is what you do. If you don't do it, then don't say it. And that's really important. When I had all of our five and I would go shopping, which honestly was crazy, but I did it once in a while, especially when we were homeschooling. We would go to Walmart. And at that time, we were living in a town, only had Walmart. We didn't have any other choices, very small little rural town. And we would go through the self-checkout line. And I would have each of them ring up so many items. And throughout our whole shopping, they were required to do estimation. We did math stuff. Sometimes it was matching letters. It just depended on what child was learning what at that time. And then we had our youngest one, G-Man. And yeah, he was just still an infant in arms. So that just kind of passed by. But as he got older, we would have him match shapes or colors. And so it became a learning experience. But when I would take all five of them out, that's a lot to have five kids under the age of eight. There are times that I was like, this is crazy. I'm doing this in public. Lord, help me. Send me extra angels. In fact, I need about four people for each child so we all get out alive. Those are sometimes the moments that you have, right? That temper tantrum breakdown. You're like, oh, Lord, please do not let this happen in the middle of the store because I have four others. I don't know how I'll be able to wrangle this one and take the others out. Deep breath. Deep breath. Discipline your actions. So we would go out. And I would prep them and I would say, okay, this is my expectation of you. This is what we do. And I had to stick to my guns. And sometimes it was so hard. Yeah, there were days I had to take my cart up to the checkout and say, I have got to go because I have a situation with my children. I'll be back. But this just has to be put back on the shelves. I apologize. And out I walked. The kids had to learn it. Because if I didn't follow through, what? My words fell flat. My actions fell flat. Discipline your actions. Take responsibility for you. You control only you. And guess what? This is going to stand out most at the beginning. You see, respond in love, you get that further on down. But this one, they're going to get right now. Do the hard well. Honor, ask, respond, discipline. You don't have to do life alone when it comes to parenting. And I know there are times that we just feel like it's the end. It's the end of us. Like, can I just lock myself up in a room and nobody come bother me? I just need peace. Yet you still hear screaming two walls over. And you're sitting there begging God to just calm the child, to calm your nerves, to calm the situation. It is hard, but you can do the hard well. Find people whom you trust and create your army of love. You see, if we really would admit to ourselves, we have the opportunity to love these precious children, no matter what their ages. They could be in your womb right now, or they can be long time married, gone out of the house. You have grandchildren and you've been empty nesting forever. It doesn't matter on the spectrum. And maybe you've never actually given birth, but you've mentored or you've adopted. You too are a mother, just in a different circumstance. But God is using each of us. And you've got to create your army of love. If you're one who's saying, I get that, but I kind of feel a little left out. And I get that too. I felt that a lot. You see, we moved so many times. I didn't have family nearby. I wasn't able just to call my mom with my first and second child and say, Mom, can you come over? I need help. We were in Kansas City. They were in Belgium. It would have been a long, can you come over real quick? Wait. But I did have people that I trusted. I did have people that I could call. I could call my mom, and I did call my mom often. But it was in those times that I grew as a parent. And I also grew as a woman. God made me stronger. You see, there's strength in numbers. The chaos of our day, there's strength in that. We may not want to search for it, but it's there. There's strength in our wise counsel, who we bring around us, who we're hanging out with. Who are you willing to do life with? I want you to be thinking about that this Valentine's Day as you're sharing love, giving love, not doing it because you expect it in return, right? You're going to love unconditionally because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to extend our heart with our hands out. So I challenge you to go out today and do just that. Go out and train for life. Gain your strength, but love your journey at the same time. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.